In a SeatKing District 2 3A playoff loser-out game on Friday night, Lakeside and Juanita went toe-to-toe. Rebel junior T. Adams carried the load, scoring 11 first-quarter points as Juanita got out to an 18-13 lead after one. Adams would finish with a game-high 24. The Lakeside tandem of Callan Spiller and Kamijah King kept it close, each scoring 8 by halftime. A three-pointer at the buzzer by the Lions' Kelly Keane cut the lead to 1. Keane would finish with 12 points. Heading into the break, it was Juanita still on top, 29-28. Trailing by 6 with less than 3 minutes remaining, the Lions were still looking for the lead. Callan Spiller with a clutch 3 to cut the deficit in half would finish with 17 points. The bucket sparked the team, and Lakeside followed with defensive stop, and Kamijah King hit back-to-back buckets to give the Lions the lead with less than a minute remaining. King would lead her team with 21. Juanita, with a contested desperation shot from the corner at the buzzer, was unable to convert, clinching the come-from-behind victory for Lakeside. Lions head coach Patrick Chin talked about his team's mentality heading into the game.
We're trying not to beat ourselves. We're trying to make enough plays to get out of there. And, you know, they do have a tendency to play well with their backs against the wall, but I think a lot of teams bring that urgency. You know, we rely on Callan a lot. She gets tons of rebounds. She outlets the ball. She dribbles it up, and we can't get it up. So, you know, between she and Kelly, we feel like it's a good shot if we're taking a three.
The final score, Lakeside 57, Juanita 56. The win keeps Lakeside's hope alive as they await their matchup for the fifth and final seed against the winner of Rainier Beach and Roosevelt. Check out thefinalscore.tv for the written recap and more details on this and other games.